Okay, it is now 6 o'clock, so we will call our meeting to order and welcome everyone this evening. Our first item of business is the approval of the agenda for April 15th, 2026.
I will move that.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next item is finance, and it is our 2026-2027 budget, and that is our CAO.
Thank you, Warden. I won't go through the staff report in detail, but it does discuss what the process was and all the different meetings we had and what the events were and the processes for each meeting. And the outcomes for each meeting going forward. This was the first year that it was open to the public. And so we had people from the public that were attending some of those meetings. So we were pleased with that. The staff report also goes into sort of a high level discussion of what the operating budget is, the total budget. But then we break it down into our directorates. So we have a number of directorates. Within each directorate, we identify what the projects are, what the anticipated expenses are, and what the anticipated revenues are. And we also have an item in there of the anticipated surplus, which we'll be moving up into our operating reserve. At the end, we talk about the economic model and our projections going forward. From a CAO's point of view, I think we're in a fairly stable position right now. We haven't triggered our reserves policy, so that's positive, and our projections are showing that we're not going to be triggering that. Although the year 2029 is the year where we get the closest to triggering that, but a lot can happen between now and then, and we don't know how much our assumptions are going to change with regard to assessment lifts or inflation. Those types of key inputs into that model. But right now, I'm pleased with how the budget has come together, and I'm pleased with the future projection going forward. I think we're in a stable situation. And for me, my priority over the last 4 years is financial sustainability, and I think we're in a good position right now. I do have some of the directors online. If you do have any questions about any of the items in the staff report, feel free to ask me or ask the directors right now.
Hey, thank you very much for that, CAO. And I think council as a whole, we're quite pleased with the budget process this year and certainly appreciate all of the time and energy that the staff put into that. We do have a number of recommended motions to go through. We have seven motions, so we will do those separately. The first one is the tax rates and operating budget motion. If someone would like to make that motion, please. Okay, Councillor Sutherland.
Be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne approve 2026-2027 residential tax rate of $1.26 per $100 of assessment. Resource tax rate of $1.26 per $100 of assessment, and a commercial tax rate of $1.82 per $100 of assessment.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
I'll second it.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next is the operating budget motion. Deputy Warden.
Be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne approve its 2026-2027 operating budget reflecting revenues of $15,429,886 and expenditures of $15,429,886. Sorry. Of the $15,429,886, $4,983,119 represents non-capital projects that will be funded using $1,000,000 $133,832 from the operating reserve, $704,987 from Canada Community Building Fund Reserve, $2,100,277 from grants, and $1,044,023 from outside funding, all presented in the 2026-2027 project report attached.
Thank you. Seconder, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next is the capital projects budget motion. Councillor Richardson.
Be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne approve its 2026-2027 capital projects budget reflecting expenditures of $1,371,181, of which $573,243 to be drawn down from the capital reserve until depleted to zero, with remainder to be drawn from operating reserves, $797,938 from grants.
Thank you. Is there a seconder? Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Next is the interest rate budget motion.
Be resolved that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne set the 2026-2027 interest rate on all types of overdue accounts, bracket, tax, sewer, area rate, tipping, septage, and so forth, end of bracket, to be 10%.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Suppose no. Motion is carried. Next is the residential and commercial sewer rate motion. Councillor Cool.
Be resolved that the Council of the Municipality of District of Shelburne set the 2026-2027 residential and commercial sewer rates at $285 per unit.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
Seconder.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Suppose no. Motion is carried. Next is the septage receiving rate motion. Councillor Shand.
Be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne set the 2026-2027 septic receiving rate at 0.045 or 4.5 cents per liter.
Thank you. Is there a seconder?
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. And then the last motion is the healthcare reserve motion. Councillor Sutherland.
Be it resolved that the Council of the Municipality and District of Shelburne allocate $50,000 from the existing operating reserve to the healthcare reserve April 2026 for 2026-2027.
I'll second.
Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion on this motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion is carried. Okay, thank you for that. I'll now do the Warden's budget address for 2026-2027. I am pleased to outline the plans and priorities that the 53rd Council of the Municipality of the District of Shelburne will undertake in the 2026-2027 fiscal year. It is important to talk not just about numbers in a budget, but what those numbers actually mean for people, for our daily lives, our families, and the future of the municipality. This year, Council is focused on the following key priorities: economic development, housing, healthcare, infrastructure, and governance. These priorities are interconnected, and progress in one supports progress in the others. Number one, economic development. Economic development remains central to the strength and sustainability of our community. It is through responsible growth that we create meaningful employment, support local businesses, and ensure the services residents rely on can be maintained and improved. By investing in economic development today, we are building a more resilient and prosperous future for everyone we serve. In addition to providing services as efficiently and effectively as possible, one of the most important things we can do as a municipality is create the conditions for jobs and the opportunity right here at home. Therefore, we are placing increased focus on market analysis and investment readiness to ensure that strategic land acquisitions, including the Hearts Point and Highway 103 properties, as well as development opportunities, are aligned with the evolving needs of our community. This includes a proactive approach to identifying and redeveloping brownfield sites, unlocking underutilized properties, and preparing them for productive economic use. By strengthening our understanding of market demand and reducing barriers to investment, we are better positioned to attract the right mix of residential and commercial development. At the same time, we are actively promoting Shelburne as an up-and-coming community that is open for business, one that offers opportunity, supports innovation, and is ready to welcome new investment and growth. We also recognize that the tourism sector is a valuable economic development opportunity, one which can generate revenue, create employment, support a wide range of industries such as hospitality and local businesses, and contribute to long-term economic growth. We are thrilled to announce a contribution of $100,000 toward the cost of essential repairs to the Sandy Point Lighthouse, an iconic landmark and treasured symbol of the community. This investment reflects the municipality's ongoing commitment to preserving important heritage assets that support local identity, strengthen tourism, and enhance community pride in our area. And I must admit, I had no idea that you ladies were going to be attending this evening. Number two, housing. In the second year of implementing our housing action plan, the municipality continues to build on the momentum created through the $1.546 million Federal Housing Accelerator Fund Award. Progress is underway across several key initiatives, including the Surplus Lands Program for Affordable Housing, Community Improvement Initiatives, e-permitting implementation, pre-approved housing designs, and the Affordable Housing Incentive Program. This year, our focus is on moving these initiatives from planning into action, strengthening partnerships, and expanding housing opportunities that align with our community's growing and changing needs. Number three, healthcare. Our community development coordinator continues to build on successful recruitment and retention activities for healthcare professionals. Efforts will also continue to focus on working with partners to address ongoing challenges, such as emergency department closures and supporting long-term access to healthcare services for residents. I encourage residents to visit our website to learn more about the various healthcare options that are currently available. Number four, infrastructure. Strong infrastructure is essential for a municipality as it supports the daily needs of residents, businesses, and public services, ensures safety, enables economic growth, and improves quality of life. When infrastructure is well planned and maintained, it allows communities to function efficiently, respond effectively to emergencies, and adapt to future growth and environmental challenges. Looking forward, the municipality is researching sustainable water supply solutions to address the growing risk of drought and ensure long-term resilience for our residents. We are also exploring a streetlight conversion to municipally owned LED infrastructure in 2027-28. As a first step with that, a consultant will be engaged to review the current street lighting system, including analysis of long-term cost savings, energy efficiency, and the overall benefits of municipal ownership. With respect to sewage treatment, a key priority will be the completion of the polishing wetland project, building on the progress made last year to further enhance the performance and capacity of our sewage treatment system. In addition, there will be several upgrades at the plant to increase efficiency, reliability, and overall system performance. We will also be undertaking targeted sewer infrastructure projects to replace aging pipes, helping to prevent future issues and maintain a high standard of service. Lastly, we will be exploring the decommissioning of our wind turbine, ensuring it is done safely and responsibly. Number five, governance. This past year marked a significant milestone for our municipality as council approved its first strategic plan, establishing a clear framework to guide our priorities and decision-making into the future. In addition, council adopted its first provincially compliant land use bylaw and municipal planning strategy, ensuring responsible and sustainable development for our communities. We are grateful to our residents and community stakeholders for openly sharing their ideas and vision for the municipality and for the candid conversations during these processes. Throughout these talks, some residents stated their desire for more transparency. Council responded to these requests by inviting greater involvement in both the strategic planning and budgeting processes by residents. In recognizing the importance of collaboration, the municipality has also strengthened partnerships with neighboring communities. While currently working with the towns of Shelburne and Lockport through a shared services agreement for the provision of services such as waste management and inspection services, an amalgamation steering committee was established to explore the potential benefits and challenges of such. These public meetings are held the first Wednesday of the month here at the municipal office. Additionally, in partnership with the towns of Shelburne, Lockport, and Clarks Harbor, and the municipality of Barrington, we have formed a municipal joint services steering committee. This group is examining the feasibility of creating a municipal joint services corporation to deliver shared services across all five municipal units. We remain committed to exploring all ways to enhance the economy and quality of life for the residents in our community, all the while preserving our unique identities. Other noteworthy items, tax exemption, community organizations. The municipality is fortunate to have so many citizens who volunteer with dozens of community organizations, from arts and culture to sports and recreation, service clubs, and various other groups. To support their continuing efforts, I am pleased to acknowledge that this budget includes $31,376 in property tax exemptions to these organizations. They are the heart of a municipality, bringing people together, filling critical gaps in services, and strengthening the social fabric that makes a community resilient and inclusive. We truly appreciate their dedication, compassion, and countless hours of service. Our community is a kinder, stronger place because of them. Low income. We also recognize that these continue to be challenging times for many of our residents in paying their property taxes. Last year, we increased the exemption budget amount from $50,000 to $60,000. This year, we will increase it to $65,000. By doing so, it is our hope that the municipality can assist more residents who are the most vulnerable in our communities to stay in their homes. Community development events. Over the past 4 years, the Municipality Shelburne Events Committee has worked closely with the community to build three signature events: Dock Street Days, the Nova Scotia Giant Pumpkin Regatta, and Miracle on Dock Street. With a strong foundation and a growing reputation for delivering high-quality experiences, we proudly claim Shelburne as Nova Scotia's premier rural event destination. As part of this next phase, we are also increasing our focus on securing sponsorships and generating event-based revenue to ensure long-term sustainability and growth. Community grants. Through our budget deliberations, Council have identified and agreed to fund various organizations through partnerships in our grants to organizations policy. This year, we anticipate supporting 43 organizations with a total amount of $222,468. Recreation initiatives. The Recreation and Parks budget includes several projects related to trails and parks. The Jordan River Trail Bridge Rehabilitation Project will move forward as the tender for the design build has been awarded at a cost of $3,994,000 plus HST, with an intent to award letter issued, with funding secured from the province, ACOA, and the municipality. Work will begin this spring on the construction of a timber bridge that will accommodate pedestrians and off-highway vehicles. The new bridge will provide a key connection in the local and regional trail system that will benefit locals and draw tourists to the area. Other recreation initiatives include upgrades for the Jordan Youth Park and the Sandy Point Interpretive Site. Eastern Shelburne County Equity and Anti-Racism Plan. This plan was developed, which is a joint plan between the municipality, Town of Shelburne, and the Town of Lockport. It was approved by all three councils, and implementation will begin this fiscal year. Waste management. A new service delivery model has been approved for the construction and demolition C&D site, also known as the Regional Materials Recovery Facility in West Green Harbor. The decision was made after careful consideration of the budget, public response, and stakeholder consultation, and takes effect today. The C&D site plays an important role in local waste diversion and materials recovery, and the updated service model is intended to support operational sustainability, efficiency, and service delivery for the region while complying with mandatory permitting regulations. I encourage our residents to visit our website for information regarding new hours of operation and other pertinent information regarding the site. And we do appreciate everyone's cooperation as we transition to this new system. 2026-27 budget. Council remains committed to maintaining and enhancing the services our residents and businesses rely on while making thoughtful, strategic investments that reflect our financial realities. The municipality's 2026-27 budget is set at $15,429,886, as well as a capital budget of $1,371,181. Council's residential and resource tax rate shall be at $1.26 per $100 of assessment, and the commercial tax rate shall be $1.82 per $100 of assessment. 1 cent of residential and resource generates $56,700. 1 cent commercial generates $4,100. At the end of fiscal 2026-27, it is anticipated that the municipality's total reserves will be approximately $4,679,560 once all projects are completed for the year, of which a portion is pre-committed. Council continues to prioritize responsible financial management. We have enhanced our dynamic economic model, which now serves as the foundation for our newly structured budget process. With this tool, we are better able to project and plan for the municipality's long-term financial sustainability. As I bring my remarks to a close, I want to speak to the strength of our team. Our CAO and municipal staff play an essential role in everything we accomplish. Their expertise, dedication, and day-to-day efforts ensure that Council has the clear, accurate information needed to make informed decisions. We do not work in isolation. We succeed because we work together. So to every member of staff, please know that your work matters and you are a vital part of this team. On behalf of Council, thank you. We truly could not do this without you. I would also like to recognize my colleagues on Council. The decisions before us are not always easy, but we continue to approach them with respect, collaboration, and a shared commitment to doing what is best for our community. Working together as a cohesive Council allows us to move forward with purpose and integrity, even when faced with difficult choices. To the residents of the municipality of the District of Shelburne, our families, our friends, and our neighbors. Serving you carries real responsibility, and Council is mindful of the trust you place in us. Your engagement, whether through raising concerns or sharing ideas, strengthens our municipality and helps guide our work. Please keep reaching out. Your involvement is integral in building a community that is inclusive, resilient, and progressive. It helps shape our decisions and keeps our work focused on what matters most. The municipality of the District of Shelburne is our home. Together, we are not just planning for its future, we are building it for the people who live here today and for the generations who will follow. As we look ahead, I do so with a strong sense of optimism and anticipation. Let's continue to embrace every opportunity available to make a positive difference in our community and to shape the future we envision. And with that, we will adjourn our meeting at 6:24 p.m. and thank everyone for being here with us this evening.